The vice president of policy think tank Imani Ghana and lecturer at Ashesi University, Kofi Bento, is outraged over a science textbook teaching children that the human head is used for carrying loads. Mr. Bento is suggesting an immediate withdrawal of the books from the system, which was authored by Professor J. A. Kwam. Mr. Bento said the textbook is unworthy to be used in the primary schools since it seeks to stereotype and belittle the thinking capabilities of pupils from that early age. Reacting to the concerns, the author of the book, Professor Kwam, refuted the negative interpretation being given to the drawings in the book. He told Radio Ghana that the brain is what is needed for thinking, but not the head. He further explained the rigorous process the book and illustrations underwent before it was accepted. Professor Kwam, however, stated that teachers are guiding the pupils and the picture does not in any way belittle the thinking of any child in preschool.
In the case of teaching these kids, what you need to do is to make sure that at the end of the day, you use objects to explain the body parts for them to understand. So in the case of the body parts, you take them outside the school for the students to visualize, for the students to study things around them. When people are going out to observe certain things, they will see some people carrying loads, especially those selling. When you go to the villages, those who carry load on their heads. But that doesn't mean that you are demystifying the child, right? So in this context, here, we are talking about scientific facts. When a child goes out and they are doing observation, what they see, they will report. Now, in our part of the world, and now, for that matter, Ghana, what we do, it is part of our culture for us to carry load on our head. So, mostly, if you go out to teach students, if you go out and you want people to understand the body parts better, some of the students or the pupils will tell you that the head is used for carrying load. And it is correct, because here is the idea that you want to build and conquer it in the people. Here is the lower primary. But when they reach upper primary, over there is entirely different thing altogether. Over there, they will be taught that the head contains the brain, right? And even upper primary, they will not be, what do you call it? They will not explain in detail about the function of the brain to the students unless they reach DHS. So study is more or less a continuous process. So in the case of the head, as he has cited that it is used for thinking, it is wrong. It's the brain which is used for thinking. So I'm of the view that what he is saying is totally wrong, and he does not actually know what he's talking about, because I'm of the view that he's not a teacher. And any book that we write, after writing the books, you have to send it to Calicrom Research and Development Division for approval. And over there, they have a department of people that go through the books, vet it before it comes out. So what's he talking about?